You have your Bibles. You want to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading with verse 3. And this will be the fourth in this series, and I just felt like I needed to finish it up. I started this, I thought it was just going to be one teaching, and it wound out to be four. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Everybody say comfort. And I don't need to go into that because most everybody understands what that word means for the most part. Verse 4, who comforts us. He's the God who comforts us. He's the God of comfort who comforts us in all of our tribulations, that we may be able, and he's writing to Christians here, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort, or that same comfort whereby he comforts us, we might be comforted and we will be able to comfort others. Amen. With which we ourselves are comforted by God. And that's what God wants to do in your life and my life. He wants us to realize he has given us the Comforter. He also wants us to realize that as the Comforter dwells in us, we are comforted, then as we have the opportunity, we're to encourage and comfort one another. Amen. That's why we fellowship with Christians. Amen. Somebody, if we can accept two, and that's why Jesus sent everybody out by two. One gets down, the other pull them up. It gets bad when you're both down. Amen. Tell some stories about that. For verse 5, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so I've let you know ahead of time through this series that there, just because we become Christians doesn't mean we're exempt from suffering and problems and issues and troubles and trials and so forth, because we still have issues. In fact, some people are really suffering because of Christ right now. I know that in Nigeria, like 2,500, I think it was, Christians were killed last year because they were Christians. And so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, so there's tribulations and there's afflictions that come to us as Christians, it is also for your consolation and salvation, because when we go through those, we experience the consolation that the Lord gives us, and which is effective. For in doing the same suffering which we also suffer, we also suffer, or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also will you be partakers of the consolation. Amen. Now I'm going to go to John chapter 14, the Gospel of John chapter 14. I'm going to begin reading with verse 15. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples and to the people that were gathered around. If you love me, St. John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, another comforter, some translations read, that he may abide with you forever. So this comforter, everybody notice that? He's going to abide with you forever. He abides with us forever. Praise God. And he says now, tells us who this comforter is. John 14, verse 17, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, those that are part of the world and are in the world, and have never invited Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior, they cannot experience the Spirit of Truth or the Comforter in the way that Christians do, because the world doesn't see him and nor knows him. But those of us who are saved, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Amen. How many of you are Christians here this morning? You're a Christian because he dwells in you, and he is in you. Amen. And he will be in you. Amen. And he is in you. Your body is a habitat. Our bodies as Christians is a habitation of God through his Spirit. And that's where we're comforted. He said, verse 18, I will not leave you orphans. I will not leave you alone. I will come to you. So when the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus wants you to know that He is with the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're all one. Amen. Jesus said to the crowd, He that has seen me, Philip said, well, when Jesus said, I'm going back to be with the Father, and I know sorry's going to fill your heart because you don't really understand what's about to happen here. You followed me for 4 years. He's speaking to his disciples, but let me know it's for your good that I'm going away, because if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But when I go away, I'm going to send you the Comforter. Amen? The Holy Spirit. Jesus, verse 23, answered and said unto him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. So it's God the Father and God the Son that's with you along with the Holy Spirit. And look at this. Make our home with him. That's verse 23. Make our home with him. So he didn't just come to visit. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
He didn't just come to visit. He came to stay. And he wants us to make him be at home and feel at home. Amen? Thank God. Verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. Verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. So, the Holy Spirit uses the Bible, he uses circumstances, he uses people, he uses ministers, he uses fellow Christians in order to teach us a lot of things and to bring things to our remembrance of things that he said to us, because we need to have the Word of God and we need to be reminded of these things. Amen? Just about every day I do, anyway. Verse 27, along that comes with this the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Comforter, is God's peace. The peace of God, which the Bible speaks of, that passes all understanding. Amen? How many of you have enjoyed the peace of God? Peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. It's not as the world gives you. It's not the world's peace. It's the world's peace is peace without problems, peace without trouble, peace without... Everybody thinks they have peace when everything's just going perfectly fine. Jesus said, I'm going to be with you, and I'm not going to leave you comfortless, and I'm going to give you peace, and this is going to be the peace of God that passes all understanding, which is the peace that we have even when we're going through trials and tribulations and persecutions. Are you with me? That peace. That means we don't need to worry about anything. We can pray about everything because we have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Amen? Praise God. John 15, verse 26. Gospel of John, verse 15, verse 26. Jesus, again speaking here, says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. So, to me, that means the Comforter bears witness with our spirit, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. He lets us know in that peace, in that assurance, in that confidence. It doesn't mean, sometimes I do some things that I'm not perfect. Hate to bust your bubble. But we all have problems, right, and issues, and sometimes we get in the flesh. And I don't like to get in the flesh, but sometimes I do. In fact, I can tell you some stories. I even wanted to kill a man. He was supposed to be a Christian. Took my money and $5,000 and didn't give me the business and give me the stuff that I needed to start the business. And when I found out about it, it took me 3 days. If he'd have been here in the state of Tulsa, Oklahoma, I would have probably killed him. I wouldn't be here today. I'd be in jail probably. Amen. You understand what I'm talking about? You can have hate and bitterness and all of that. And then the Lord, I was laying in bed at about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and thinking about when I get to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I find him, if he's not there, I'll kill his dog and cat and burn his house down or whatever. That's how full of hate I was. And the Lord told me, he said, you're going to have to get out of bed, get on your knees, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and tell say, I forgive that man. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm going to get out of this bed and I'm going to get on my knees. You talk about losing my comfort and peace. My comfort and my peace have been gone for a long time. And you talk about grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit. I had grieved the Holy Spirit in a horrible way. But he still loved me. And he said, get out of your bed, get on your knees, and forgive the man. And I said, Lord, I'm going to get out of the bed. I wouldn't know I would tell you this story, but I feel like somebody may need this here. Because you may be your heart may be full of hate, bitterness, or anger, or whatever. So I told the Lord this, Lord, I'm going to get out of my bed. I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to mention that man's name. But I want you to know right now that it's not coming from my heart. I don't mean it. I'm going to do it because you told me to. And so, do it. So I got out on. As soon as I said, Lord, I forgive, and I called his name, the Spirit of God came in me. God forgave me. His Spirit filled me. I love that man. God loved that man through me. And I realized that he was the one who was having a problem. I didn't have a problem. He had a problem. And I started praying for him right then and there. That's God. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's not something God just does for preachers. That's something that God does for all of God's children. Amen. He's the comforter. He gives us the peace. And I didn't have peace at that time at all. I had hate and bitterness. And the Bible tells us, if any of us have those problems, that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we, as believers, as Christians, as those who are the habitation of God by His Spirit, if we confess our sin or our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? Yeah. All we have to do is just say, Lord, that doesn't mean we don't mean it either. You can tell him, Lord, like I did, I don't really mean this, but I'm going to do it. And he'll help us to mean it. Amen? Because it's God. We work out our own salvation, Philippians 2, verses 14 of the. We work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, but because it's God that works in us, both in the will and the do of His good pleasure, and He does it through His Holy Spirit. That's the reason we have the Comforter, and that's the reason we have the Holy Spirit, and that's the reason we have a Helper. Amen. John 15:26, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me, and He does. And when those of us and those around us, now listen, the Bible says that we as Christians and as believers are a city that's set on a hill, and that we're supposed to let our light so shine that others may see our good works, but glorify God. Because they realize that the good things that are, most of us that knew us before we were saved, we'll be absolutely, totally amazed at how God's changed us. My best friend, he's gone on to be with heaven now. I won't mention his name. And he was very popular here in this town. He and I run around together. And we did some terrible things. He was 2 or 3 years older than I was, but boy, we thought we were having a good time. You with me? Bad, bad things that we did. And when we started this church, he and his wife were living here in this town. And someone told him, Lewis Cowan, they've started a church here, and Brother Lewis is the pastor. And he looked at them and he said, Lewis Cowan is the pastor? Just like that. And they said, yes, he is. He said, I have got to go down there and hear that man preach. He came down, was saved, joined our church, become our church secretary treasurer for a number of years, and stayed here and praised and worshiped God and was healed a couple of times. Amen? That's what God can do. So God sees our good works, but the work of God in us produces good works, and He produces the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and He gives us comfort and peace. But as He does that, and He forgives us from all of our sins, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us. God is a good God, a merciful God, a great God, and a mighty God. He's an awesome God. Amen. John chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Jesus is it's amazing how so many times He taught about this in the Bible. Not just for His children that were there with Him, but for us who become His children by being born again by the Spirit of God. He becomes our Heavenly Father. Amen. Jesus is our Savior. John 16, verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He doesn't convict us and condemn us as people call conviction. When sometimes we say something or do something wrong, it's not condemnation. He doesn't beat us over the head. The Holy Spirit in us has said, you shouldn't have just said that. You shouldn't have done that. And so, right then, we just understand we've offended the Holy Spirit that's in us. Of sin, because they believe not on me, verse 9, John 16, chapter 16, of righteousness, He convicts of sin, of righteousness, of judgment. He said, I have, verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. You're not able to understand it all, but when the Holy Spirit's come, He will reveal these things to you. Howbeit, when He, verse 13, John 16, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that will He speak, and He will show you things to come. He also lets us know about future things that are coming so we can prepare ourselves. Not just, He knows, my goodness, I wish I could just spend a lot. I've already spent so much time on some of these things, but He knows where you are, who you are, what's going on in your life, what you're thinking about. He knows how to help you. He knows how to prevent you from having. Sometimes He will let us know ahead of time, don't do that, don't go that way, this is going to happen, or that. He wants us to guide us in every fair and days of our lives and take care of us as His little children, because He doesn't want us to get into trouble. God's not pleased when we get into trouble. And He'll do everything He can to keep us out of it. If we'll just listen and learn how to hear His voice and get into His Word and follow the leadership and the direction of His Holy Spirit. Amen? And He'll also show us things to come. He'll let us know when the Lord's about to come. He'll let us know about a lot of things in our lives. Not just about religious things, but a lot of things in our lives. If we'll trust Him, He wants to be our friend. He wants to help us. Verse 14, He will glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So I want to say that we're supposed to be anxious. Don't worry about anything. We're supposed to let the peace of God rule in our hearts, as the Bible says. The Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Colossians 3:15, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The Bible says, don't be worried. Don't worry about anything. Don't be anxious, because God's going to take care of you, even though you go through. And the Bible also tells us, as Christians, we go through persecutions, we go through sufferings, we go through reproaches, we go through tribulations, and we go through afflictions, but God helps us through them all. Amen? And that's what it means to have the Holy Spirit as our comforter and Jesus as our helper. Amen? Praise God.